It's with the understanding that, although much of your work will be routine, there's always room for your input. The woman you may replace was always coming up with off-the-wall ideas, and sometimes they were helpful. Why did she leave? The changeling asked. Illness in the family, her daughter. She might be back once things settle down, but it looks like a long watch. Meanwhile, we need someone like you, Russ said. You're not likely to... This is embarrassing. But the woman she replaced had to leave to have a baby. Likewise, we're about to lose our receptionist to motherhood. I can't have children, the changeling said, not adding, except by fission. It reddened and touched its lips. We didn't mean to pry, Jan said, giving Russ a sharp look. Of course not, no. He looked like a man who desperately needed some papers to shuffle through. Instead, he studied the inside of his empty coffee cup. Oh, I'm not sensitive about it, the changeling said. It's only biology. Simplifies my life. If I do get the job, what would the job be at this stage? It doesn't sound like gas chromatography or spectroscopy are on the menu right now. Not now, not anymore. Russ took the cup over to the coffee urn and filled it. Your CV mentioned cryptography. One course and some reading. A lot more, actually, in another life. When it had studied computer science at MIT, everyone was interested in it. Jan tapped twice on her notebook and studied the screen. It's not on your transcript. I just sat in. My advisor vetoed it as frivolous. She would have killed me if she'd known I was doing that rather than advanced differential equations. Been there, Jan said. Might have been a lucky choice, Russ said. It's what you'll be doing for a while, I think. With this pesky data string from the artifact, we're dividing into two groups. One, the one you'd be in, will try to decipher the message. The other's keeping after the artifact with a series of more complex messages, along the lines of the first one. That'll be Jan's group. You're keeping it in-house? Keeping the government out? Absolutely. We're a profit-making corporation, and there just might be an obscene profit in whatever this thing has to say. Better be, to justify what Jack's sunk into it. If we were in the States, Jan said, the government might be able to step in on the grounds of national security, but there's not much they can do here. Jack's even a Samoan citizen. You do have a NASA team, the changeling said. I'm on it, Jan said, and we used NASA spacesuits, and they got us the use of the military laser that made things so interesting a couple of months ago. But our agreements with them are carefully drawn up, and the deal with the individual employees, well, it's kind of mercenary. It gives them all a cut of the profits if everyone behaves, Ross said. And nobody gets anything if anyone leaks anything. Not to mention the pack of lawyers that will descend to worry the flesh off his bones and then crack the bones. Something like that will be in your non-disclosure statement, too. Jack is fair, I think, but not flexible. Jan tapped on her notebook again. Obviously, I think you're hired. Have to pass it by Jack, who crashed a few hours ago and probably won't be making decisions until tomorrow morning. But the two of us and Naomi really do all the tech and administrative hires. So I just stay by the phone? Russ shook his head. It's not that big an island. We'll find you. You can run, but you can't hide, Naomi said, and smiled. Chapter 37. Apia, Samoa, 13 June, 2021. Trying to crack the artifact's code was the most interesting thing the changeling had ever done. If it could just be locked up in a room for a while with the string of ones and zeros and a data line to the outside, it could decipher the thing by itself. Whether that would take a week, a year, or a millennium, it didn't know, or much care. But the others were fighting the clock. Jack wanted the thing cracked while it was still news, and so if the lid stayed on it, they would announce the communications breakthrough one day and the translation the next. To help guard the secret, he upped the ante. There was a $1 million bonus to the person or team who broke the code, as long as its existence stayed secret. Otherwise, the prize went down to $100,000. The changeling wondered what the